Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi. Today we are going to discover more about the Live Text Access Project, a European project which aims to organize a new curriculum for real-time intralingual speakers and velotypists who can be deployed in different media, social and cultural contexts. The LTA consortium includes educational and non-educational members, and one of the educational partners of the project is the Universidad Autónoma de Barcelona. Today we have virtually with us Estella Onchins, postdoctoral researcher at Transmedia Catalonia, a research group from the Universidad Autónoma de Barcelona. Hi Estella, welcome to FRED.
Hello, morning.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi Estella. Well, Estella, you are a freelance translator, but also a re-speaker, an audio describer. So, Estella, tell us more about your professional experience.
Okay, well, I've started some years ago after taking a master on audiovisual translation. I started to make practice on re-speaking and for different broadcasters in Spain. Mm-hmm. Mainly in Spanish language, because at the moment there is still no program or no software for speaking in Catalan, which is something that it's being developed.
Oh.
Then I also started to make audio descriptions at the Gran Teatre del Liceu for opera, okay, which were live. So these are mine. Two main focus on accessibility.
And now you are working on the LTA project. I know that the Universidad Autónoma de Barcelona will be dealing with the fourth phase of the LTA project, which is entitled Intellectual Output Number 4, and which will include an assessment of training materials and trained skills. So first of all, Estella, what is your role within the LTA project, and then can you tell us more about this stage, the intellectual output number 4?
Okay, I'll start with my role within the project.
Yes, yes.
I'm the quality manager. This is something necessary in every project, especially when it's an European project, where partners from different countries come together and develop different materials. Mm-hmm. We have in the LTI group a monthly meeting, which is taken on Tuesdays normally, and there we put in common all the actions that have been defined since the beginning of the project.
Okay.
So, and we take actions, we accomplish actions, and we put new actions.
Mm-hmm. Together, uh-huh.
Yeah, right. In order to develop the different intellectual outputs.
Okay.
As you said, we are the intellectual output number 4.
Number 4, yes.
The first one was an online survey in order to see how is the market for speakers and velotypists. And this has allowed us to develop a CV, mm-hmm, for to see the skills and competencies needed in velotyping and re-speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Then the output number 3, the intellectual output number 3, is the development of different materials.
Mm-hmm.
This stage, we go to the intellectual output number 4, which is bringing together all these skills, competencies, and materials in a form of a MOOC course, which, uh-huh, will allow the people to learn the different skills and competencies that you have to have in order to be a velotypist or a re-speaker.
So we can say that this fourth step of the LTA project is focused on quality, right? And, well, the Universidad Autónoma de Barcelona has taken over the role of quality manager in the project. So how important is quality, Estella? Because I think that the focus of accessibility providers, but also researchers, but also users and professionals, has somehow gradually shifted from quantity to quality. What do you think, Steya?
Yes, it is true. A lot of studies and research on audiovisual translation have focused since the beginning on which are the practices. Also, there has been a lot of research on corpus, which is which we could say it's a quantity thing.
Yeah.
But since the last years, the research in the audiovisual translation field,
media accessibility in general,
it's focusing and within audiovisual translation accessibility, it's focusing more and more on user approach, no?
Yeah.
It's taking a more and more user-centric approach.
Approach, yes.
So when talking on about accessibility, we have, as a researchers and also as a practitioners, we have also to take into account which is the position of the user, how the user is going to receive our outputs.
Accessibility services, yes.
Our accessibility services.
Yes. And how important is quality in accessibility, Esteia? What do you think?
It's very, very important, because at the end, quality will have a direct impact on a good or a bad reception.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's gonna determine the aim of the service, no?
Yeah.
Because if you provide accessibility, what you want is that the user receives the content properly.
Yeah. That you meet the user's needs. Yes.
Right.
Well, I have to say that the more I know about the LTA project, the more I want to know. So thank you for now to the LTA team. And today in particular, thanks to Esteia Onchis for being with us. Thank you very much, Esteia.
Thanks, Francesca.
And thank you very much to all of you. If you too want to know more about the Live Text Access project, well, don't miss our next interviews with other partners. This is Francesca Raffi, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.